Outraged by the killings of 130 Shia Muslims in Pakistan, thousands of people took to streets in Kashmir to condemn such a brutal act in Muslim-majority Pakistan. Shia Muslims in Kashmir closed down businesses to show solidarity with the victim families. Calling it a plot made by those who do not want to see Pakistan as a stable country, people blame the West and its closest Muslim allies for such incidents.
We are asking how long these Hazaras of Quetta, these Shias of Pakistan have to suffer. How long they will have to ask for the decent life? How long they will have to ask for the life with life of dignity, which otherwise is their natural right. That's why we are here, to express solidarity with those families.
We'll keep our protests continue. We request all Muslims to participate in it, because today it is Quetta, tomorrow it can be we.
The Muslim-majority Kashmir, with a 30% Shia population, has witnessed the least clashes between Shias and Sunnis. However, more recently, it has been observed that differences are being created between the two communities. Many observers see it as a deliberate attack to undermine Shia-Sunni unity across the world. Meanwhile, analysts appreciate the peaceful behavior of Pakistani Shias despite huge losses. They say the issue of minorities must be addressed in Pakistan, since it can have an impact on global Shia-Sunni unity.
This situation is more unfortunate in the sense that the different ideologies and different sects and different communities within the larger framework of Muslims are at loggerheads, and they're actually killing each other, and that only serves the purpose of those people who want to divide the Muslims worldwide and then rule them all over.
Since the beginning of 2012, hundreds of Shias have been killed in Pakistan. Violence has escalated against Shia Muslims in different parts of Pakistan in recent months. The attacks have targeted many doctors, engineers, high-ranking government officials, teachers and politicians.
The frequent deadly attacks on the Shia community across the world are seen by observers as a part of a bigger game plan being masterminded by those who do not want to see Muslims united and are using Muslims against Muslims so as to portray them as a brutal community. Shahana Bhatt, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.